Some plays are so good you can't wait to talk about them, while others are so good you're a little bit afraid to. Water by the Spoonful by award-winning playwright Kiara Hudis is one of those latter ones. It's a play so rich with ideas and so generous of heart and spirit, it won Hudis the Pulitzer in 2012. But as crafted, it also feels delicate and confessional, as if the audience is listening in on conversations we're not supposed to be hearing, witnessing the most painful and transformational moments in the lives of total strangers. There's a sense of trespass in that, but also of privilege. And as presented by the Oregon Shakespeare Festival, where I caught the show in its final preview last weekend, that sense of privilege casts a kind of spell that binds us together with these frail, fierce, funny, and unforgettable people. And frankly, when the show was over, I didn't want that spell to be broken by talking about it before those people had all settled in good and deep. All due praise for that to director Shishir Kurup. The play, brilliantly written to begin with, absolutely thrives on Kurup's tender understanding of these characters and his masterful grasp of the playwright's intentionally jazz-like rhythms and free-flowing tangents. The second in a trilogy by Hudis, who also wrote the book for the Tony-winning musical In the Heights, Water by the Spoonful begins with an emotionally stricken former Marine and part-time actor named Elliot, whose wartime encounters in Iraq still literally haunt him. The Puerto Rican aunt who raised him is dying of cancer in Philadelphia, just as Elliot is wrestling with a tempting job opportunity in Hollywood, brought about by his music professor cousin Yasmin. Silently suffering from acute PTSD, his family is the only thing keeping Elliot grounded, a truth he also uses to keep him from taking the risks he has to take if he ever wants to stop working at a sandwich shop. Woven around Elliot's journey is an ongoing online chat room conversation between four recovering crack addicts, who we see speaking aloud what they write to each other from different corners of the world. Each character, with aliases like Orangutan, Chutes and Ladders, Haiku Mom, and Fountainhead, speaks from his or her own spare square slab on Sybil Wickersheimer's deviously simple set. Though separated by miles, writing from Japan, San Diego, and Philadelphia, the sense of community and connection formed by this quarrelsome quartet of broken souls is evident, and it's one of the play's most astonishing feats that a story about an online recovery forum feels so intimate and dramatically pure. The entire cast, led by company regular Daniel Jose Molina, giving his hands-down best performance in 3 years at OSF, is sensational across the board. These are complicated people, and Hudis offers no easy answers for any of them, nor much suggestion that their futures, clean or not, using or not, will be easy. Especially insightful is how the play illustrates the way an addict's recovery, often inspired by awareness of the pain they've caused their families, is most often thrown into jeopardy by the anger and dismissal of those families. That Elliot will turn out to be closely related to one of these struggling people is clear. But what happens to both of them after that is revealed is a complete surprise in this gorgeously naughty, achingly tangled examination of the dehumanizing power of addiction and of that discordant fusion of love, hatred, anger, and forgiveness that some brave souls must struggle through while learning to be human again. Water by the Spoonful runs through November at the Oregon Shakespeare Festival in Ashland. OSFashland.org. I'm David Templeton, Second Row Center for KRCB.